it's time to hold on to something solid that can't be taken away, that's going to protect you and your family through the financial storm. The system is rigged. It's not set up in your favor. It's set up to benefit the elite. And through the school system, you are kept in the dark and on the treadmill. Well, enough's enough. Today is the day to take back control and protect your family's financial future. Visit goldbusters.co.uk and let us help you today.
Good morning, it's Friday. It's the 3rd of May, 2024. And I'm going to start off by talking about the pharmaceutical companies because there's panic through them. And we noticed that Sanofi, the seventh biggest vaccine company in the world, has just fired 350 of its staff, including the VP. And they're also in complete panic mode at AstraZeneca, which is a British company. And the reason they're in panic is they're trying to prevent anybody from suing them on the basis that if they do get sued, they will go out of business. Well, you deserve to go out of business when you're in the business of killing people. This is genocide. This is a Holocaust. You've been caught. The trouble is the governments around the world are corrupt. The courts around the world are corrupt, and they will try and protect you. And it's up to the honest people of the world to stand up and go no, as they are doing in America and the UK, standing up against corrupt politicians, corrupt police forces, corrupt lawyers, corrupt judges. Corruption runs deep. And if you allow it to continue, it'll just go deeper. It's up to every single one of us to stand up against this evil.
Well, Charlie, talking about COVID and vaccines, watch this. This is a Pfizer warehouse full of COVID vaccines that was destroyed by a tornado July the 20th, 2023. So it seems that they're doing their house clearances, and they have been since last year.
That's a very interesting point, Drew, because if you comprehend what's happening in the world, a tornado is all created by frequency, whether it's an electronic storm or electric storm, we call it. And it's very easy with the weather manipulation to create what people think is just in nature. And we've learnt with Dubai, it wasn't an act of God. It wasn't an act of nature. It was some corrupt people overstepping their mark.
Well, May is a strange month because it's quite an astrological month, quite a lot happening. So on the 5th of May, the Eta Aquarii meteor shower will be at its peak and visible from the night sky. Now, this is from the dust from Halley's Comet. And there's a whole host of other things going on as well. So it's quite an interesting astrological month.
Yeah, and following that up, Paul, in the month of May, there's a lot of people who are watching this will feel a sense of emptiness. Now, for anybody who's ever drained a fish tank, we're right at the bottom, draining the swamp. So you will feel all of the negative stuff has left you. You will feel empty right now, but you need to get rid of all the crap at the bottom before we move forward. And as we move forward into the new world, you'll have left that all behind, and you'll be glad that you've been through that process of emptying out all the rubbish in your life.
Well, going to the UK, Sadiq Khan faces an anxious wait as London voters decide his fate. An opinion poll shows his shrinking lead. Boris Johnson was turned away from a polling station after forgetting photo ID, but did later return with ID and managed to vote. A massive loss of council seats for the Conservatives, down 115 seats so far, and also lost Blackpool South by election to Labour. Polls closed yesterday at 10 p.m. on Thursday. Officials will spend Friday verifying the ballot papers before counting begins at 9 venues on Saturday. The Greater London Authority has abandoned the electronic counting machines used in previous mayoral elections in favour of a manual count.
And I've said 3 years ago now, Drew, and you'll remember this, that every government will collapse. And how will they do it? Well, they'll do it by themselves. And all of this corruption is waking people up. And you can probably bet your life that Sadiq Khan will win by more votes than is possible in London. This is how corrupt they are. And it needs to be exposed. And when it is exposed, the public will wake up to the truth. Those that are still sleeping, they'll go, well, how come he won by 24 million votes when there's only 2 million people in London? And this is the sort of, I know I'm being facetious here, but this is how they've won in the past. But it's now getting so obvious that even people who hate him en masse, their vote doesn't count.
Staying with the UK, and this one made me chuckle this morning. White people are now queuing up pretending to be asylum seekers. Want to know why?
You get more rights.
Well, they're getting treated better, that's for sure. Because the first person got sent to Rwanda, he's got 5 years free accommodation, free flights, and got £3,000 put in his back pocket. That was to get one person out of the country. So people are like, well, the weather's rubbish here. We're not getting anything. Why don't we just go on a long holiday?
Well, you're going to get plenty of vitamin D there because it's a lot more sunny than it is in England.
Yeah. The bit that's making me crack up is that they've had to pay him to leave. That doesn't make sense. He's being deported. We're going to pay him to leave.
And for those people who don't know anything about Rwanda, it's actually a beautiful country in Africa full of beautiful people. The one thing that this whole journey has taught me, and I mentioned it briefly the other day, we're moving our problems to another country. That doesn't solve the problem. I remember when I was around 30 years old, being in the house of a certain person. I won't mention their name. It was the father of a girl I was dating at the time. And whilst I was there, Dennis and Margaret Thatcher came to the house. And while they were there, I was privy to a conversation that this particular gentleman was disposing of nuclear waste for Margaret Thatcher to any country that ended in the word Stan, Uzbekistan, Turkmenistan, Pakistan, any of these countries that would take nuclear waste in return for money, which basically endangers them and not us. Now, if you believe in God, you'll believe that a Pakistani is as equal value to God as an Englishman. And I think that they're good people. So moving this problem to Rwanda, that's all they're doing. We don't want the mess on our doorstep, so we'll stick it out there. Now, if you agree with that, I think you're on the wrong frequency.
Palestinian flags have been banned from the Eurovision Song Contest. On the flip side, Israel's flags are allowed because they're deemed non-political.
Yep, this just shows the levels of arrogance that there is out there. There is no consistency. As I said earlier, in God's eyes, each individual, man and woman, is equal. That's in God's eyes. We're so worried about man's eyes, we need to worry what God thinks of us.
Following your Boeing stories, Paul, a Boeing whistleblower who raised concerns about one of the carrier's suppliers ignoring production defects died suddenly on Tuesday, just 2 months after another employee who sounded the alarm about the embattled company died by alleged suicide. Joshua Dean, 45, former quality auditor at Spirit Aerosystems, died Tuesday morning from a fast-growing, mysterious infection.
And it's very important at this stage to point out how many people died of suicide, so say, when Hillary Clinton was in office. All of her people who went stood up against her suddenly committed suicide. That doesn't make any sense to me. And it's very, very easy for them to cover it up when you've got corrupt judicial systems and lawyers. They can go, oh, he committed suicide and we have the evidence. And they plant the evidence to make it look like a suicide when these people have taken these people out.
Yeah, isn't it right the Clintons know something like 11 people that have committed suicide around them?
I think it's more than that, but yeah, it's a lot of people.
Michael McCall, who helped draft the TikTok bill to ban it in the United States, has invested $1.15 million into Meta. Now, If TikTok gets banned in the United States, Meta is expected to gain 57% of its user base.
Yeah, and as far as I was aware, insider trading was banned. Unless you're a politician, I think.
Ron DeSantis has announced Florida will reject the World Economic Forum's agenda, favoured by the elites in Davos.
The yen is just about done. It's fallen to its lowest. It is currently at $0.0063 to the yen. It's that country is about to shut down, in my eyes.
Japan and also the housing market in China is now collapsing at a rate that is impossible to stop. And this is where it all starts. This is where the collapse of the world's economy starts. And we'll see a complete collapse, as we've said, now for 3 or 4 years. It's coming. It's here. The collapse has now started. It started in Japan. It started in China. The shockwaves will be felt throughout the entire planet.
France President Macron doesn't rule out sending troops to Ukraine if Russia breaks through the front lines. But I say, why isn't he sending his troops to Paris to stop riots instead, is the question. The mayor of one of Sydney's biggest councils has died on a flight home from China. Tony Bleasdale, 77, was due home this morning after a tour of the Black Town City Council's sister cities in South Korea and China when he suddenly died. Mr. Bleasdale has been a councillor in Blacktown since 1996 before being elected mayor in 2019. He was awarded a Medal of the Order of Australia in 2010 for his extensive charity work and service. With an estimated 426,000 people, Blacktown is the largest local government area in Sydney. A few days ago, Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau announced the launch of a social rating system in the country, following the example of the Chinese social credit score. Taiwan detects 26 Chinese aircrafts, 5 ships around the island. The chief executive of HSBC, Noel Quinn, is unexpectedly stepping down after in tense 5 years in the role. I wonder why he's stepping down. BlackRock CEO says the social problems that one will have in substituting humans for machines is going to be far easier in those countries that have declining population.
Yeah, I agree with that. And there's one massive negative about replacing humans with AI, with all of this other stuff. And that is that you won't get the joys of seeing Drew every morning. And I tell you what, we laugh and joke about it, but human interaction is what makes us smile every day. And our little gaffes, our little mistakes, our little bits of humor, that's what makes the world go round. And that's what makes us smile. So if you want to keep smiling, AI is artificial. It's not God. AI is trying to be God. We need to get back to OI, which is organic intelligence. And that was the news on the 3rd of May, 2024. We look forward to seeing you on the Insiders Club tomorrow.
Have a great day, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Hi guys, thanks for listening and thanks for following. If you want to know more, join me at charlieward.com. Follow me on the Insiders Club, where we'll keep you right up to date.